would he have to use? So he used to first cut down 5 soyim Yerushalmius, which was 6 midbarius. This is how much flour they need to make the 40 lechems of the Torah. So it comes out that the Yerushalmius, the measure of Yerushalmius, is 1/6 more than the measurement of a midbarius. So a kid would have to have 6 soas of flour for the lechme Torah. Now really, shtei eifos, 6 soyim comes out to be 2 eifos. Because an eifor, because Mishnah says an eifor is sholos soyin. 1 eifor is sholos soyin. See that you had 6 soyin, you had 2 eifors worth of flour. Now, we know each eifor is 10 isorins. So it comes out together, esrim isorin. You would have 20 isorins worth of flour to be used for the 40 lechems. Because an eifor is 10 isorins. A regular mincha needs in the asiris eifor, that's called an isorin, 1/10 of the eifor. So here you have 20 isorins for the 40 lechems. Now, how do you divide up these 20 isorins? So it says, asara lechomitz, the asara lamatza. Out of the 4 different types of lechem they make for the lachme toidom, we know one of it was chomitz, and the other 3 types were matzah. So really there were 30 matzah and 10 chomitz stick. So they divided up asara, 10 isorins here was for the chomitz, and 10 isorins was for the matzah. So the kids say there's 1 A4 to make the chomitz stick chalosin, and there are 1 A4 to make the matzah. So it comes out asara la chomitz is isorin la chala. Since you have 10 isorin for the chomitz, and you have to make 10 chalas of chomitz stick, so it comes out each chala was an isorin of flour. Now the asara la matzah, the other half was made to make the matzahs of the lachme toida. Uva matzah shloi shaminin. By the matzah, there were 3 different types of matzahs that were used in the lachme toida. They had chalos, or a kikin, or a vucha. Chalos, that's regular matzahs, or a kikin, that's like wafers. And then they had a revucha, that's like it was scalded in hot water. That's like soilus muveches, which it means you put boiling hot water on top of the flour. That's the one. After that, they would again cook up, bake this dough. I think they say the Rambam's lashon is that kaisli hamuveches, what's called muveches, chota bereischin. First they pour boiling hot water over the flour. For yoyfois amat, the Rambam says, then they would bake it a little bit. The yachakach after that, koilo isa b'shem, and they would pour a lot of oil over it. Alilfos in a frying pan, a kiyotze boy. That's the kitza, that's called the revucha. So they had 10 types of revuchas. So out of these 30, it was were used 10 esroinim. So nimtza comes out, shloish esroinois, or shlish lechomin. Each one of these 3 minim had 3 esroinim, and a third. And it will come out to be shloish chalois lisorin. For each isorin of flour, they made 3 chalas. Now, so far we made the cheshbon in the midvarius. Now the Mishnah says, b'midi Yerushalmis, when you want to count the Yerushalmistika measurements, ha-yushloishim kav, altogether was 30 kavs. In other words, in the Yerushalmis, they did not have any isrenos, they had any kabin. So they had 30 kabin. The 5 soyim of flour for lachme toido comes out to be 30 kavs, because each saw has 6 kabin. So six times 5 is 30. There were 30 kabin. If so, chamisha for the chametz, 15 kabin were used for the one type of chametz of the lachme toida. The chamisha for the matzah, and 15 kabin were used for the matzah, the 3 types of matzahs. So comes out chamisha for the chametz, which comes out to be kav v'chatzil chala. Each matzah, that was each chametz tikka chala, had a kav and a half of flour in it. Now the chamisha osel matzah, there are also 15 kabin of flour for the matzahs. The matzah shloshimin, and the matzahs had 3 different types. They were chalos, or a kikin, or a vucha. So nimtza comes out, chameshas kabin chomin, each min out of these 3 had 5 kabin to it. So it comes out, shtei chalos lekav, each kav had 2 chalos. These are the 2 measurements, the midas Yerushalmis and the midas midbarius. Now the Gemara says, the Toida was brought from 5 soyim of wheat, Yerushalmis measurements, and Mishnah says 6 midbarius. So the Gemara says, how do we know this from? Rashi says that the Eifah is Shalosh Soyim. How do we know this? Samor says, Amar Rav Chizur Chizur says, the Yom HaKvah, the Pasuk says, in Yecheskel, Ho Eifah v'yabash tuchin echod yiyah. That the Eifah and the Bash both have the same measurement. Now, Ma Bash, just like this Bash was Shalosh Soyim, that was the measurement of the Bash, it was three saws. And so, Af Eifah, then an Eifah is also Shalosh Soyim, is also three saws. So that's how we know that the Eifah is three saw. The other Gemara says, but Ubas, Gufim and Olam, how do you know this? How do you know Ubas is Shalosoyin? So maybe if you want to tell me, Midichsi, from another post, it says there also, that it says, Lose, it says, Maiser HaChoymer HaBas, that it says, what, one-tenth? The Bas is one-tenth. So Gemara says, but Yefah Namikse, but Eifah, it says, V'yasiris HaChoymer Eifah. It also says one-tenth. Elochoymer lo yadana kama, the question is, we don't know how much a Choymer is. So maybe Hochinami Ros lo yadano kama, I don't know how much it is. But you're saying the pasuk says Maaser HaChoymer, which is the bas. But how do we know how much the tenth is? How much we know? What do we know? How much the bas is? It's not mavur in the pasuk. So more says Rabbi Nachman Milam Yoch in this pasuk says V'choyka Hashemin Habas Hashemin or Maaser Habas Min Hakur Aseres Habatim Choymer Ki Aseres Habatim Choymer. And Rai says here for sure we know that a kur is 30 so. We know that a kur is 30 so, so says the bas is one tenth of that. So that's how we know the bas is one tenth of 30 so. Means it was 3 so. So from this pasuk we know that the bas is 3 so. And therefore we also know that the eifah is the same measurement as the bas. So we know now an eifah is also 3 so. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Ein moisif an al hamidois. Yoisem ishtus, you can't add on to the midos more than a sixth. V'loyal amatebeya yoisem ishtus, and not on a coin also 1/6 more than it's worth. And the hamishtaki, someone that's making profit, is also loyishtaki yoisem ishtus, you can't make profit more than a sixth. Now the Gemara explains, my time, what's the reason of Shmuel? What's the reason the first thing that he says, of ein moisif an al hamidos means you cannot add on to the measuring cups in the city? Question means even if the people got together and agreed to add on to the measuring cups, but they still can't add on more than 1/6. So the question is, my timer. You know, if you want to tell me, Mishumafku Yitzaro, because you're going to make the market prices, they'll become too high, you're going to raise the market prices, the Yachiv Soshtus Namiloi, then even a sixth should not be able to add on to the measurings. You can't add the measuring sixth more than it is. Even 1/6 also would make the market prices too high. Elo mishum ayno. Elo my what? Because of the yisro ayno, and now I'm going to chip somebody. Versus ki heichid lo lehevei bitul mekach. No, there shouldn't be a bitul mekach. But that's the loch if it's only yishtus. We said the loch is the mekach is chal. Just you have to give back the ayno. But over here, since it was done, the heskim, everybody was maskim to it, you would not have to return it. But more than a sixth, then the locker is, if you jip somebody more than a sixth, you charge somebody more than a sixth more, then the locker is, I know it's bottle. The mekach is bottle. Since it's bottle, that we don't want. We don't want to make the bittle of mekach. So Moshe says, no. Roma Rav said that Koldovish, Shebemida, Shebemishka, Shebeminion, anything that's told in the mida, the measurement, the mishkal in the weight, Shebeminion in the account, is afilu pachas mechta eino, even less than eino, is also chayzer, also is called a bit of mekach. That halacha is only a sixth, more than a sixth, that's done where there's not a set price, there's not a set measurement. But if you want a measurement, then even less than a sixth, you have a right to be chayzer. Like a mekach toys? So here also, that why only a sixth? Even a sixth should also be also. So Mora says, Elam mishum tagro. The reason is Mishum Tagra, because of the merchant, that we don't want him to lose out. That he should not have a loss. In other words, if he doesn't realize the sixth that was added onto it, and he'll sell it at the right price, so he won't gain any money. But our company won't lose either. Like usually you charge a sixth more, that's what you try and gain. So therefore they didn't want to raise it more than a sixth. That even if somebody doesn't realize they raise the prices, still he won't lose, at least just he won't make anything. So Mora says that a svara dinhud lo lemtayu, rav chaleboi, like you say, he's not going to have a loss. That's all we're worried about. but also he won't have a gain. So Zavan Bezavan Tig Rikri, a person that buys and sells at the same price as he called a merchant, like what's going on? A person does business, he has a right to gain on it. So how could we just care that he shouldn't have a loss, but if he has no gain, it's not called business? Samura says, El Omer of Chizda Chizda, like this. El Omer of Chizda, that Shmuel Kruash Kach Medorach, Shmuel found the Pasuk and Dashan like this. The Pasuk says, HaShekel Esrim Geiro, Esrim Shkolim, Chamisha V'Esrim Shkolim, Asara V'Chamisha Shekel. HaMona Yilachem, also Pasuk in Yecheskel. As Amon Yilachem, Mono Mosayim V'Yaboyim Heve, the one the Chur, the Mono, was 240. El Hashmamino, plus, from here we learn out, three things. Shemura says, from here, from this Pasuk, Shemamino, plus, we have three things. Shemamina mona shal kodesh kofel hoya, that the mona of hegdish was double the amount. Ushemamina mesifun ala midos, you'll add it on to the midos. But still, we learn out from this pasuk here, you can't add on more than a sixth, because otherwise the cheshbon won't come out over here. Ushemamina also shtus melabar, that yed on a sixth is from the outside, means after you add it on, then it's called a sixth more. Omer Rabbi Ravina says, Masnitin Damidek, the proof of the Mishnah says this. Tiktoni, our Mishnah says, Toido Hoysabo, Chomesh Soyin Yerushalmiyis, Shein Shesh Midborius, Shmamino. You see clearly a sixth more, it says it was Chomesh Soyin Yerushalmiyis, and the Midborius was a sixth more. So you see the added on a sixth more to it. That's why by Midborius now it's Shesh, Shesh Midborius, Shmamino. Rashi said the Shmamina is for the Mishnah that when you get on a sixth, it's Milabar, because it says Chom Nisoyin Yushalmis, which is six Mizborius. Yeshmamina the Yisro Chelo Gvav Yisif Olahei, that they added on 1/6 onto the five, also Hey Yushalmis, Shein Vav Midborius, then to serve Loisa for Leim Ashishis, Vainish Tus Milabar, that's how you get it from the Iran. In other words, now six Soyin of Midborius equal 5, so you add on 1/6, meaning that really it's not a complete 6 you're adding on, because you have 5 soin, now you're making 6 soin, but after you have 6, like what you had before, 5 is 1/6 less, so that's called outside, you add on a 6th. Now the Mishnah says, Mikulon, like from all the Lachmei Toid, all the 4 different types, Hoyenoytel Echod Miasara Truma, the coin would take 1/10 for himself to be truma. Shinema, the pasuk says, "Vehikriv mimenu echod mikol korban truma l'Hashem." From each one he takes one. So darshin echod means lo yito pras. He has to take one for truma, and there should not be a broken one. The coin cannot take a broken one; rather, it has to be shalom. Tahainu chala shlema, complete chala. Then we darshin says, "Vehikriv mimenu echod mikol korban." So that's in Shiokola Kabonish oven. All the Kabonis have to be equal. All the Minim are equal. The Hainu Esther Chalas, the Chol Min. Every Min has 10 Chalas. The Shalayit, Mr. Shalayitol Mikorbin Lechaveroi. And you should not take. It means when the Kohen comes to take Truma, he cannot take Truma from one Min on the other Min. But from each Min, he has to take off one Lechem for Truma. Then Lakoin Hazurik is Damash Kamam Lagia, and Viashar Nechol Abailim, the rest is eaten for the Bailim. In other words, the Kain that makes his Rikas Adam of the Korban Toida, he's the one that Zeicher in the Truma of the Lachme Toida, and the rest of the Lechem, the other 36 Lechem, that goes to the Bailim. The Bailim is allowed to eat it. Like the rest of the Korban Toida, it has his Locha of Kochim Kalim, that the Bailim is allowed to eat inside Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, Vikriv Mimenu. When the Pesach says Vikriv Mimenu, we dash him Mina Mechubar. Means they all have to be attached Mina Mechubar. So Rashi says it means the Binyan Sheikol Achalas Biyacha B'Shas Truma. B'Shas should take off the Truma, you have to have all 40 there, or at least all 10, that you're taking the 1 out of the 10. So we dash him Vikriv Mimenu, means Mina Mechubar. Echot, take one, Shlayito Pras, you can't take a broken one or half of one. It has to be a complete one. Mikol Korban, Shiokola Kabana Shavis, all the Chalas have to be equal. Shlayito Minha Korban Achaveroi, Trumal Hashem.
And also you cannot take from one on the other. From each min you have to take its own truma. Now, any yadaya mikamahi, I do not know from how many comes, how many trumas are there. Rashi says, any yadaya mikamah chalos hu noita lachas. From how many of them does he have to take one? So Moses says, Hareini dan, let me learn how many svara. Nema kan truma, v'nema b'truma smaisa truma, ma'al hala necha miyasara, avka necha miyasara. Like, I don't know how many chalas you have to take for truma from each type of chalas. There are four different types. So how much of each type do you have to take? So after Zlima learn out from Truma Malahalon, Echod Miasor, it's 1 of 10. So Avkan Hiro, Savad Esekhod Miasor, 1 of 10. That's one way to say it. All Yerels, Klach L'derech Zul, learn the other way. Nemokan Truma, it says the word Truma here. V'nemam Bebikurun Truma, it says Bebikurun also Truma. Malahalon, just like over there. Ein Lo Shir, there's no Shir. I'll tell you Avkan here also, Ein Lo Shir, there's no Shir. Just like by Bikurim, there's no shir, you can bring as much as you want. So maybe by this truma here also, or the lachmei time, there's no shir, you can take as much as you want. So Mar says, let's see, nearer lemidam lifti, which one is more daimit to? The svar should be done in truma, sheinach re truma, mi truma, sheinach re truma. Let's find out from this type of a truma of lachmei toido that has no other truma after it. Just like by regular truma, also you take off 1/10 where there's no other truma after it. By Meiser, there's no truma after it. Rashi says, the chivrim shenot of trumas Meiser, ein mafrich and shub mimenu trumas acheres. Once you took off trumas Meiser, there's no more truma after it. For yal yachich bikurim, you can't bring your proof, learn from bikurim, shiesh achreim truma, that is truma after bikurim. Shere adar, Rashi says, shiesh tol hafrich mikol trumaisav. You have to take off all the trumas, you take off the kurum first, after that you take off the trumas. So one source to say that it's daima to regular trumas maisa. Or another one says no, or klach with derav zu, let's look at it this way. Don in truma nechalas ban bimokam kodush, mi truma nechalas bimokam kodush, viyato chiyach trumas maisa shenechalas b'chol mokam. That here the lach may tell to have a kedusha on it, it's like kochim kalim. You can only eat it inside Yerushalayim. The same thing, Bikurim is also on an echel in Yerushalayim. So you can learn out from regular Trumas Maisa that's eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe it's more daima to Bikurim if so. So this Gemara says, Talmudim, they're supposed to teach us, Mimenu Truma Lashem. It says the word Mimenu Truma Lashem. Or Ksiv, it also says B'Trumas Maisa Mimenu Truma. So it says Gzeirah Shavah to Gzeirah Shavah. So that's how I know to learn out Lachmei Toida from Trumas Maisa, it's 1/10. Lamadnu mitruma sheyechad miyasaro avleni yodia mikamahi chalo. I do not know how much is chalo. Rashi says it means I don't know how much flour you need to make the chalo shochametz. Says so hareini dan, I'll make this throw like this. Nema kan lechem, it says here the word lechem, it means chametz by the toido. V'nema lahalan b'shtei lechem, that also comes from chametz lechem. If malahalan isor nechala, each chala was made up of an isorin. Afkanir also isor nechala. Each chala needs an isorin. That's why we say we use 10 isorins for the chametz. That's one sort. That's the emes. The Gemara says maybe no. Klach l'derech zu. Let's learn out this way. Nema kind of says here lechem and nema lechem upon him lechem. Malahalan shteyas reinois. Afkan also shneyas reinois. So maybe other of it, each chal has to be two esreinos. Learn out from lechem upon him. Smor says it's so near, let's see, let me do him. Who is it more like? Donen min chahabo chomets, im hazevo comes with a korbin, like a toido, the chomets comes with a korbin. Bemin chahabo chomets, im hazevach, that's the shtei lechem that is brought with the korbin of the shnei kvosim. I can not learn out from the Shabbos take a lechem upon him. Sheina bo chametz. First of all, there it does not come chametz. It only comes matzo. And in mazevach, it doesn't come with a korban. So it's once for it to say that lechem upon him, shemur more daima to the shtei halechem. Or else the Gemara says, no, I klach the derech zu. Let's look at it this way. Donen mincha bo mi eretz v'chutz aloretz. Learn out from a mincha that the wheat could come either from Eretz Yisrael or from Chutz Lord. Balach may told you could come either way. Min hachodesh, learn out, or min hachodesh from the yoshin. It comes from new or from old crop. learn out this mincha v'lach mitoida mi mincha bo mi oretz v'chutz loretz min achodesh v'min ayoshim. Therefore, it's more daimeth learned out from the lechem aponim, because that comes from chodesh and yoshim, even from eretz, from chutz loretz. But v'yal yachir to not learn out from the shtei lechem. Shein boyis elu min achodesh. The shtei lechem only comes from the new crop of wheat. Or mi oretz, only what grows in eretz Yisrael. So again, I do not know how much this chometz of the lechem mitoida are. Talmud Rebbe, the pasuk says, "We must v'seichem toviyu lechem tenufa shtayim." Shein Talmud Rebbe, the pasuk does not have to say it. Shein Talmud Rebbe, toviyu, bring it. Or not Talmud Rebbe, what's the pasuk have to say? Toviyu for to bring it. Shekol ma shatu nevi mimokem achar hareyu kazer. That whatever you have to bring someplace else, that's the way it is over here. In somar lahalun isarin lechala, just like over there, it's one isarin for each chala. Is Afkani Rosa by the Lachme Toido, by the Chometz, is Yisoran Echala. Each Echala needs an Yisoran, a flower. Notice it says this Pesach by the Lach, by the Shtei HaLechem, Mimosh Vasechem Tovil Lem Tnufa, Shtayim. That the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos is brought Shtayim. So the question is, why is it an extra word Tovil? So it's limud to say that just like over here, that you have to bring from Chodesh, and just like over here, it comes out and made from Chometz. So it's Yisoran for Challah, is Afkan Eros, but Lach Meitoid also, that's also brought Chometz, it has to be an Yisoran for each Challah. It's the Morris question, Imal Halon, Shnei Yisroinis Netzol, Afkan Meiros, Shnei Yisroinis Netzol, just like by the Shnei Lechem, you only use two Yisroinis, not more, because you only need two Lechems, but maybe Eros, by the Lach Meitoid, the 10 Chometz sticker, maybe altogether it's only made from two Yisroinis. Talmud Lema, this pasuk says no tiyeno. Says the word tiyeno. So Rashi says Talmud Lema tiyeno is you say an extra pasuk rebuihi. To be marim over here that by the lach meitoida each one of the 10 chalas of chometz has to be made from nisarin. So the kids, that's how we know the 10 lechems of the chometz have to be made for each one of nisarin. He uses up 10 nisarinus. So Morris says good. Lamad, we learn out so far, Asarul Lachomets, that you have to have 10 Esrenes for the Chomets. But Asarul Lamad Shemina, and how do we know now for the other rest of the 3 different types, the rest of the 30 that are made from Matzah, not Chomets Dik, you also only have to use 10 Esrenim. Tam Lem, the Pesach says, Al Chalois Lechem Chomets, meaning to say, Neged Chomets, Habo Matzah, that the same amount of flour we use for the Chomets, that's how much flour you have to use now for the matzah. So Nimtza comes out as Esrim Esrimis, that 20 Esrimis of flour were for the Lach Meitoida. That's how much flour you needed for the Lach Meitoida. And Asar and the Chometz, 10 Esrimis were used for the Chometz. The Asar and the Matzah, 10 was used for the matzah. Yochla, I would have thought to say, Asar and Sheba Matzah, Lo Ye Kulun Elimim Minechod, that these 10 Esrimis that you use now for the matzah, so from one min, Talmud Lema, the Pesach says, Imal Toida Yakrivenu V'Hikriv Al-Zevach HaToida Chalois Matzois Blulis Vashemin Urikike Matzos Meshuchim Vashemin Selos Mavechas. It says 3 different types of matzah that has to be done here. Nimtza comes out Shloish Esroinim Ushlish Lecho Minu Min. You have to divide up these 10 Esroinis for 10 3 different minim. So each min has 3 and a third Esroinim. Ushloisha chalis lisarin. It comes out you made 3 chalis which isarin. The nimtza comes out lach meitoida aboyim. That all together there are 10 chometznik and 30 matzadik. Together you have 40. So out of these 40 now, what do we have to do? Is noitum him aboy. You have to take off 4 chalis. The noisim lekoyin, and that becomes truma. You give to the koyin one of each type. The yashar necholim lebailim, and the other 36. The owner of the korban toyda eats it. Oh my ma, what we just say before? The pasuk says v'hikriv mimenu min amechubor, meaning they have to be all together. B'shach to take off the truma. Elamayatev. So the chiv in the pasuk says v'es kol chel bo yorim mimenu hosam mayim mechubriko. What kind of mechubor is it over there when it says mimenu? Like the have minus right now, it's already chopped up already. B'shach to take out the chelav. So what's the problem? What's the shaila of being mechubor over here? Some more inches. Kid Rav Chizda, Om Ravimi, That's what I mean to say. That you should not cut the meat before you take out the Imurim. That's the Chiddush over here. That you have to take out the Imurim first. That's Mimenu. When it's still Sholim, go first, take out the Imurim from the Korban, and then you cut up the meat. Omamar, Nema kan Truma, Venema betruma smaisa Truma. So you learn now, just like over there, it's 1/10 here also, by Lachme Toida, the Truma is 1/10. For the more of a lema mitrumas midyan, meaning by the mechama there by midyan, the truma they took over there, it was 1/50 over there. So maybe truma has to be 1/50. So Mar says no, donin truma hanheges l'doros mitruma hanheges l'doros. It's nagei l'doros future generations. The mitzvah of lach meitoid and regular trumas maisa. V'yalta chiyach trumas midyan shenon hanheges l'doros killing off on the l'doros. Was only sure. The Amr says, when they learn out mitrumas chalo, learn out from trumas chalo. The chalo also has a less of a shear now 1/10. Turn on the Rabbi Shmuel, don and dovish never by mimenu, which really soon means lashem, it says in the parentheses here. Shnemer says truma lashem, lafuke trumas chalo, the never by mimenu trumas lashem, it doesn't say the word truma lashem. So chalo is not called truma lashem, we do not learn out lach metoida from chalo. Boy, you rub, Rav is a shout like this. Trumas lach metoida. That they have to take off 1/10, four of the four different types. Chayov malayim misa v'chaimish, or yein chayov malayim misa v'chaimish. If a zar eats from it, does it have like a kedushas truma that you chayiv misa? If you do it b'shoyv, you have to pay it an extra fifth. Or maybe not. Kivun the yiskas the trumas maisa, or trumas maisa domi. Since the limit is the hekeshes from regular trumas maisa, so just like by Trumas Maisa, Vizar eats from it, he's Chayiv Misa, maybe here also Vizar eats from the Lach Meitoida, from the Trum of the Lach Meitoida, also is Chayiv Misa. Or Dilma, maybe Noi, Boy Vachamishosai Miyat Rachmono. That is a Miyat Akurat to say no, only by Trumas Maisa is the Chayiv Trumas, Chayiv Chaymish. But not by Truma, the Trum of the Lach Meitoida. Another Shailur is Matamas, Ayena Matamas. And let's say one of these chalas of the truma falls into 100 other ones. Does it make it all oster to dinam adamas by this lechem of truma or not? Take it to shayl on these two halachas. Omama, what we just say before, the pasuk says, Tiyenu, ma talmud, what's the limud? Omar yitzvah baravdimi, Tiyenu ksiv. Says the word Tiyenu. So Rashi said that the question was, my mashmo, mi Tiyenu, yudas roinim, how do you know from here? Means, Tenet Reunis. So Amrav Yitzhak Bavdimi, Tiyenu Ksiv. Trashi betray Yudin. Techad Yudim Yusir Asa Lach Metoides. An extra Yudin teach us the Lach Metoides are from 10. Alright, we'll stop here.